Pro Wrestling Zen and PWZ Dojo are revitalizing the world of professional wrestling in the Southwest. This school, located in El Paso, offers an in-depth education in professional wrestling where students learn in-ring fundamentals, character development, psychology, production, and marketing. Here to tell us all about it is head trainer Randy Therese. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate you.
Okay, Randy, so how does one get into wrestling? And wrestling and lucha, same or different? Tell us.
Well, there is a difference, really. I mean, there's similarities. I've been wrestling for about 21 years now, and throughout my travels, I'm able to see the different styles and variations. El Paso is predominantly a lucha libre style, which is more acrobatic. You see a lot more lucha libre mask, whereas the American professional wrestling, or wrestling, as they say, it's a little bit more, it's slower, it's a little more hard-hitting, there's a lot more slams involved, there's less masks, a lot more in-ring psychology, so a lot of emotion is being portrayed in the ring. But yeah, it's been pretty amazing so far. I've wrestled for about 21 years, and I just saw a need that we needed to change things in the El Paso area. It's been, you know, a little bit overwhelming with all the lucha libre, you know, style here. And I wanted to have something different. There is a market for it, and we're finding it really quick.
Yeah. So how does that work? I mean, well, number one, you're like, I've been wrestling, I'm going to start a wrestling school. And then how do people find you? And I mean, you have a neat community. I just found you on Instagram. So maybe I just answered my own question, but it seems like you've got a good thing going on there. So yeah. How's that going?
Well, you know, that's actually the challenge, actually, with in the professional wrestling world, especially whether you're an owner like myself, or I'm the owner and head trainer, and myself and many of my members of my roster help out with the marketing to kind of spread our wings a little bit. But over the course of the years, it's always been very, really difficult to really market yourself, because, I mean, we've seen WWE come down here, WCW, the older big national, you know, level companies have come down before. They've gone to Don Haskins Center, the Coliseum. And so we know that there are wrestling fans as we're able to pack the house. But yeah, around the city, there's a lot of these little smaller organizations. I'm not trying to, like, meaning that they're nothing, but they're just small organizations. They don't have the funding, where they're just attracting the same amount of crowds. They're mostly family members and close friends of the wrestlers, which is how most of these organizations get off the ground. I wanted to go and bring my experience to this realm here, because I spent a good portion of my wrestling career at Ohio Valley Wrestling, which is located in Louisville, Kentucky. OVW used to be the farm school for WWE Impact Wrestling, so they really were breeding champions, and I wanted to bring that over here. Today is August 3rd, which actually we're all remembering the tragedy that happened in El Paso with the Walmart, the shooting. That was around the same time it kind of clicked in my head that I need to find a way to reach the community somehow. So we all kind of gathered our heads, and I just had this idea, like, I want to really, really bring wrestling back. You know, like, everybody asks, why do you wrestle? And my answer is it used to be, you know, to make money, to be in a wrestling ring, to hit somebody hard, or whatever the case. And over the years, it's changed where I want to be able to reach just the biggest amount of people possible. And wrestling's my way.
So yeah, tell us, how has wrestling impacted your life?
Wrestling is one of those cutthroat business, you know, just like any entertainment thing, where it will chew you up and spit you out. And there's a lot of hard life lessons that come along with it. But it really made me to be the man I am now. I mean, I was introverted, you know, I kept to myself, didn't have much friends, you know, and I'm much more extroverted now with zero friends.
Working on it.
Yeah. When you're out there, you know, you see all these fans, whether regardless of age and gender, they come up to you, they're asking for autographs, and they just think the world of you just because you just entertained them for maybe 10 to 15 minutes. And I just recognize that, you know, I could do so much just with the what I'm doing in the ring as my craft to reach a certain level of people, whether it be in the ring with my performances, whether I'm the good guy, bad guy, boomy, cheery, whatever you want, as long as you're entertained, you go home feeling happy, we make some kind of connection. And you start realizing that the more connections you have, the more the audience starts to bring there. And then you realize it's not just a bunch of fans, it's a giant family that we're having now. And everyone's coming together, and whether they're booing or they're cheering, everyone is uniting. And that's what's been important to me. Like, how could I find a way to unite El Paso, to unite the wrestling world, and to make us expand further than we are now?
Are you an El Paso native?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so how did you end up here in pro wrestling and then back? Tell us that whole story because I really want to know.
Yeah. When I was growing up, I never really cared for wrestling. I was just kind of the nerd playing video games, which I still am. In high school, I kind of got the courage to do high school wrestling. And that was around the same time I started watching some other wrestling on TV, which was WWE at the time. And then there was nothing like that in El Paso until there was a local organization was hosting a Lucha Libre event, which was still occurring across the border, and they would spill over to El Paso. So I went there and I bumped into the head trainer, whose name is Hurricane Hector, who's still active wrestling in El Paso. And from there, he introduced myself. When could I get started? He invited me the next week, and it was all uphill from there. It was very, very hard. But I guess I probably floundered around the Southwest, just going from city to city. We're never really making money. You would drive 14 hours and not get paid, then drive back, and it was just for the experience. I eventually got the courage to do a tryout session with Ohio Valley Wrestling, and they liked what I did. They saw, I mean, I'm not that tall compared to these monsters in here. So, but my performance, the way I could speak, my in-ring performance, the way I moved, my technical abilities stood out to them. So they invited me over. I got a personal invite by a gentleman by the name of Jim Cornette, who's actually very well known in the scene as a manager. And Nightmare Danny Davis, who was the owner of OVW at the time. It was a really a good learning experience because I got to be on TV every week. I was learning under the best professional wrestling instructor in the world, in my opinion, which is Rip Rogers. He was the one who taught Randy Orton, John Cena, all these big names you're seeing now. I was training under him. Like, oh, this is amazing. And then when it was time to come back, because I had ailing family members, it was time to come back here. Like, okay, let's see if I could bring that level over here. So that's been my goal ever since.
And that's what you're doing now.
Doing what I can.
Does it hurt?
It always hurts.
I can't tell half the time if you guys are acting, if you know how to fall. Does it hurt?
Regardless of how long I've been into it, and somebody would touch my back one time, it's like a turtle shell. Every match feels like a car crash sometimes.
Really?
But yeah, there's a lot of damage. I know there's a lot of theatrical stuff that goes on. I mean, we're not gonna hide that. It's already been accepted. Believe what you want. But we put ourselves through a lot of physical pain, and the training involved. A lot of my guys who have come with me, especially my newer students, are quickly finding out how physically demanding it could be.
So let's talk about that. We just talked about how painful it is, but there's obviously people that want to do it and that want to try the sport. What do you say to somebody that's listening and is just kind of curious? What do you say to somebody like that?
It's like this. I see a lot of people who've tried out, and they quickly, after maybe the first or two sessions, just say, "This is not for me." And I get it. I don't want to have like a macho sound about it, where you can't do this, you can't hack it. I really try to change the environment because this business has always been very cutthroat. You can't make it, you can't hack it. You kind of get, shunned to the side that you're never going to do something. Well, it may not be your right time. My advice is always to make sure it is the right time. And it's hard to tell sometimes. Make sure that you are able to commit to all the training sessions. I train my guys 4 days a week, which is actually a lot compared to some other schools who maybe do maybe 2 days a week. 4 days a week includes the cardio that we try to do, the physical aspects where it's falling down and feeling all that pain, learning the in-ring psychology, learning some of the marketing, how to conduct yourself professionally, in front of a camera, on Zoom meetings. There's so many levels of it besides what you learn in the ring, and I'm trying to do that. And it could be overwhelming to people, whether the physical part or trying to clean up their act a little bit. Because I'm not gonna lie, I cuss like a sailor, but when I'm in front of the camera, I cut it out.
You got to know when to do it and when not to do it.
Yeah, but it's a commitment. It really depends. A serious school is going to ask to make sure you commit to it. And I have two different payment options, and I try to work with my guys as best as possible to make sure that they're going to stay and try to guarantee them some success. because it's, you know, quite frankly, wherever you go, you could get your money taken from you and not have anything to benefit off of.
So you keep saying guys, but do you have any women that wrestle with you?
I do, actually, yes. It's like a blanket statement, not to be...
I know. Well, that's why I asked.
You know, wrestling has always been a male-dominated sport. I do have two females. I used to have a few others, but they've moved on. We're always looking for more. I have no preference. You know, there's no discrimination. If you're willing to put in the work, I'm going to treat you just like a wrestler. I don't see gender. I don't see color. I just see another wrestler in there. And if you don't move, I'm going to hit you.
Okay. So if somebody wants to get in the ring, how do they find you?
We're on social media at Pro Wrestling Zen. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. We do have a YouTube page. Our weekly shows are on Vimeo. You could always contact me on my Facebook at Official Randy Therese and on our website at ProWrestlingZen.com.
Okay, Randy, so can I put you on the spot and give me like your wrestler voice and give me your name and you're on State of the Arts? Come on, man. Come on.
You know, the thing is about channeling Randy Therese is that really isn't that much different from who I am. See, because the real Randy Therese is the Witch King of wrestling. And I don't need to speak louder. I don't need to yell. I just need to get you to speak nice and softly, because eventually you're going to come really, really close and listen. And that's when I've already got you. When I've already got you, you might already be on the ground.
That is some in-ring psychology right there. I'm on to you, Randy Therese. Well, Randy Therese, thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts. He is the head trainer at Pro Wrestling Zen and PWZ Dojo. You can find them on social media. That's how I found them. Randy, thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure.